This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. A man from Akiachuk has been missing since last Friday afternoon. Akiachuk Tribal Police Chief Mark Mata says 35-year-old Joseph Kamrak was last seen by his brother in Akiachuk with Marie Peter from Bethel. Kamrak is 5'6" and roughly 150 pounds. He was last seen wearing jeans and a gray hooded sweater with a white stripe on the front. His boat is in Akiachuk, and he left behind his cell phone. Mata says the community has conducted 2 ground searches in the village and plans to do a river search today. Mata reached out to Akiak, Tuluksak, and Kwitluk to see if they spotted Kamrak, but no one had. Kamrak's family members told Mata that Kamrak has never gone missing before. The Bethel Police Department and Alaska State Troopers have been notified. Mata says anyone with information should call 907-544-1964. The Lower Yukon River, one of the nation's poorest regions, has one industry, chum salmon fishing. The summer fishery usually opens at the beginning of June, but this year didn't open until July. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur visited Quickpack Fisheries in Amonic, the only company buying the fish, to talk with people about the late season's economic impact.
It's 1:50 p.m. on a July afternoon. The final commercial fishing opening of the summer starts in 10 minutes. 31.8. Kenneth Lee works at the Quickpack Fishery store, and he's gassing up a line of boats.
Five boats waiting, along with five that are parked.
While the boats wait, fishermen and their families run into the store for snacks and supplies. Lamar Lowe comes out with a special treat.
Had to go get a nice Cuban cigar to sit back and relax, watch the net splash.
Does that mean it's going to be a good last opening?
Yeah, I hope so. That's what we're all hoping for.
Lorraine Joseph is fishing with her father and hopes to net a couple hundred fish today, but she won't be able to catch up to where they usually are this time of year.
But we're making some money.
Kenneth Lee, the man who was pumping gas, is also a commercial fisherman, but he's sitting out this opening because of a torn net. Earlier this year, he bought a bigger boat, and to pay it off, he lined up a summer job clerking at the Quickpack store.
I take care of parts, deliveries.
He planned to commercial fish during the openings, clerk at the store the rest of the days, and boom, be debt-free riding around in his new boat by the end of the summer. But things didn't go as planned. He, like the rest of the fleet, had to sit out June and wait for the fish.
I was like everybody else, you know, wondering when's the fishing season going to open. I mean, it was a little odd for me.
The delay gave him plenty of time to meet his subsistence fishing needs, but it didn't give him any cash. Unlike most fishermen, Lee has a full-time job during the rest of the year, working as a teacher's aide. Most Yukon fishermen rely on commercial fishing as their main source of income for the year. That money pays for the gas and supplies to subsist through the summer and into the winter. About a quarter of commercial fishermen aren't fishing this year. They can't afford it. Startup cost can be a couple $1,000s. Lee says he's earned as much as $20,000 during a summer season and as low as $8,000.
Probably wouldn't even exceed $5,000 this year. They'll put a little hardship on me, you know, making payments to bills, or all the bills, actually. Some food on table, gas to go get my subsistence gatherings. But I mean, I'll find a way to manage.
Where you guys at?
Darren Jennings works on a Quickpack tender, a ship that collects salmon from fishermen on the river. The job started when the fishing did. Jennings supplements his income with mechanic work and trapping, but Quickpack is his main paycheck.
Food stamp helps a lot, stuff like that. Well, we don't have no job, so I got to feed my kids somehow.
The entire Lower Yukon fishery, from the processing workers to the fishermen, is about 60% its usual size. Hundreds of people don't have a job this summer. The fishery usually infuses about $10 million into the region's economy. This year, it won't do even half that. the season was too short. Jack Schultheis runs Quick Pack.
How many pounds of fish at this point have you processed?
Around 800,000 pounds.
And how many pounds are you used to processing for the summer?
About 2.5 million. You know, I guess you could call it an economic calamity, economic depression. You know, I don't want to call it a disaster because we did get to fish.
With a month and a half summer fishery compressed to less than 2 weeks, there was no room for error. But man, were there massive errors, all outside QuickPack's control. Multiple power outages fried crucial machinery, including an ice maker, forcing QuickPack to fly in plane loads of ice. One outage even canceled a fishing opening. There's more. For days, cell phones and internet shut down, landlines were unreliable, customers couldn't contact QuickPack and found salmon elsewhere. Other customers, like Whole Foods, had already dropped QuickPack weeks before when the season didn't open as scheduled.
And some of those companies I dealt with for years. Some of those companies, I got a history of 30, 40 years with them.
Also that week, a historic heat wave swept Alaska. The lower Yukon River hit its highest recorded water temperature, and fishermen reported salmon floating dead in the water. In the end, QuickPack didn't lose a single fish, and it still has enough customers to buy its products. Schultheis says they protected the company's reputation and, hopefully, the chance to earn a better income for the region next year. There's still potential for a commercial fishery on the fall chum this year, but that run is expected to be late and weak. At QuickPack Fisheries in Amonok, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And finally, Alaska Native tribes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta can attend a webinar today to get a handle on how to apply for federal funds to improve services for crime victims. A Department of Justice program has up to $167 million available for Alaska Native and Native American tribes. Those dollars can help establish and support services and programs for people who've suffered from a violent crime. Narvit and Bethel will host the webinar today from 2 to 4 p.m., which will also include information about police training. Meanwhile, a news media report published this past weekend revealed that all the city police officers in Stebbins, a village on the Norton Sound, have been convicted of domestic violence. That's on top of a report that says one in every three rural Alaska village lacks any kind of law enforcement. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for news in Yukton coming up.